Prince Edward County councilors were burning the midnight oil at Tuesday night's council meeting, but they listened to the taxpayers' concerns about spending $20 million on water trunk lines for the Cork and Vine Caitlin development. There was a unanimous decision to put the brakes on for the time being and seek legal advice regarding various aspects of the project. The council chamber was packed with individuals and groups presenting deputations, reminding council that there was no guarantee that spending for trunk lines now would lead to shovels in the ground. Rick Conroy, former owner and publisher of the Wellington Times, pleaded with council to put the brakes on the decision, and former Hillier councillor Ernie Magotson made several suggestions to go forward, which council considered, but Wellington councillor Corey Engelsdorfer hit the nail on the head when he noticed no representation from the Caitlin Group was present at such an important meeting. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Brenda Little.